Ducks need a quick score, 3 seconds left. Henrique, Terry, Vatrano shoots it wide, then Killorn off to the side. Bangs one off the goaltender wide, and the New York Islanders, in a crazy finish in their home building, defeat the Anaheim Ducks 4-3.
Yeah, it was a solid effort by both teams. It took until the very end of this hockey game to decide a winner, and the New York Islanders come out on top, earn the 2 points. And we say it over and over, Steve. I mean, it's not for a lack of trying for the Anaheim Ducks. I mean, really, it's maybe wasn't the start that they wanted, maybe the first period or even half the game. First half of the game came out, we're being beat to a lot of the loose pucks. But look, that second half of the game, they were the better team, in my opinion. Yeah. They wanted it more. They were finally coming out with more 50-50 puck battles. And Leo Carlson was coming alive there. Killorn got back on track there in terms of maybe not having the best start to this game, and just wasn't enough. And this is yet the second game. I mentioned that Vancouver Canucks game. Now this game where they have been punished for not playing until that whistle.
Boy, I feel awful, to be honest about it. I thought we had a point or two when this game would finish, but not to be 4-3 New York Islanders over the Ducks. Want to remind everybody the phone number to text your opinion on the outcome of this game and how it looked to you back home. 714-940-2950. 714-940-2950 to express your opinion. The outcome of this game. I'll just ask you one question, Emerson, so we can get the post-game show underway in earnest with our good friend back in Southern California. And how do you rebound from this game? I mean, it just ended, so you've got a day off between this game and the Rangers, but is this the kind of game that sticks with you, or should you just try and forget it as quickly as you can?
Well, it's good in the sense that you're neck and neck with a team coming into this game. With a record of 13-7-7, as we mentioned a few times on this broadcast. But look, good isn't good enough, right? That's kind of how I exemplify what just happened. Look, the good teams, the teams with the over 500 record, and by and large, way over. Over 500 record, are able to snag those wins. It's just head-to-head. It's a tie game. What are the details in order to for the New York Islanders to come out with the 2 points? Well, I tell you one thing, play until you hear that whistle. You had all five Anaheim Ducks skaters out on that ice, puck watching, waiting for that that whistle to be blown down that play. You know what? What a shot. Holmstrom, I mean, he came in there on that far side, and he couldn't have placed that shot any better. It's a big-time moment for them. And just a few things that I just mentioned, came out with the 2 points for the New York Islanders. And look, the good teams, the over 500 teams, and the best teams in this National Hockey League are finding ways to come out of those games with the 2 points, and it's just the backup game. It's the game within the game of inches that they execute so well. And in that case, it's just simplified by playing till that whistle.
All right. Boy, that's tough to take. Good effort by the guys, but they fall short and lose the game 4-3. Want to remind you, as we're about to take a break, and then Alexis Downey will host with Emerson Edomar post-game coverage from this facility on the island. Next broadcast coming up on Friday. It's a 4 o'clock Pacific Coast time start to it. Opening face-off, 3:30 back home with our half-hour pregame show. It'll be game two of this four-game trip, and then New Jersey and Detroit after that. We're going to take a break, and Emerson's going to come back with Alexis. Just one final reminder, Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey Network tonight all season long, brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing. Coming back with more of the post-game show from the East Coast in a moment here on Duck Street.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit BPBI.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Anaheim Ducks flex plans can be crafted around even the busiest fans' schedules. Does your perfect plan include weekend games only? Do you see the Ducks take on all original six teams every year? Maybe you want to party like it's 1993 and attend all 30th anniversary jersey games. Whatever the case, opt for a fully customizable flex plan of seven or more games and get rewarded with exclusive benefits, better seats, flexible payment options, and more. You'll save at least 15% off box office pricing. Learn more at AnaheimDucks.com/flexplans.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit UCIHealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show up next on Duck Stream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
Welcome into the postgame show here on DuckStream. Alexis Downey with you. Also, Emerson Edom is joining us on site on the island. The Ducks falling tonight 4-3 to the New York Islanders. And it was a last-minute goal that would close it out for New York. We saw a strong effort from the Ducks in that third period. But Emerson, ultimately, it just was not enough.
Yeah, it's the game of inches. I just got done saying that with Steve. Look, this is just one of the things that separates the juggernauts of the highest event teams in the National Hockey League. Those game of inches, not only for the full 60, but when it's crunch time, the final minutes of the game, and it just I don't know how else to say it. You just gotta play until you hear that whistle, until you hear that final period buzzer. Or else the play's not over. And that's exactly what happened. And Simon Holmstrom took advantage of it with just the perfect shot. for the go-ahead goal. It's a tough break, Alexis, yet again, and it's yet another learning lesson. I know we keep saying it, but look, hey, you're going against a top-notch Eastern Conference team. Last game, you dropped one against Winnipeg when you're up in the game. So, look, it's not like this Anaheim Ducks team is getting blown out. They're in it, but it's that the youthfulness and a lot of learning lessons for some of the younger guys on this Ducks roster, and that just did it. Play until that whistle. Play until that final buzzer.
Well, Emerson, I'll start with a question for you that we just received in a text message specifically for you. It says, Emerson, what was that last penalty, and what do you think the Ducks need to work on?
Well, and now you're catching me off guard there. that last penalty, I do not know. I do not
tripping.
Know.
I mean, was
tripping.
It,
and so that was the delay?
It was the delay of game, puck over the glass.
Oh, okay, okay. First yeah, I wasn't yeah. sure if it was the penalty that was being delayed about. There in terms of that goal being scored from Holmstrom. But yeah, the Silverberg was a delay. It was a backhand flip that was, of course, unintentional. He just meant to put that puck in the neutral zone, and it ended up going out of play there for the delay game.
Well, what do you think the Ducks need to potentially work on? I mean, I know that's a broad question here, but it seems like things have been improving on certain ends, at least of the game, though.
Well, the Ducks, they came out flat or at least didn't have the jump that the New York Islanders did, and it kind of led to the halfway mark of the game. I mean, there wasn't a whole lot for the Anaheim Ducks, but the one thing that you could be sure of, Greg Cronin loved that Adam Henrique goal. It is just an area in which the coaching staff wants to take more advantage of. Simple plays. If you don't have anything, throw it at the net. There was a great off-pad play executed by the New York Islanders around the midway mark of the game that nothing came of it. There wasn't even a second chance against the Anaheim Ducks on it. But look, there was a Jakob Silver play, Jakob Silverberg play on that Ozone entry where he threw it at the net and it went glove. Look for them to just maximize every opportunity going far side pad when they have that opportunity. And just they hire the percentages. They need to maximize the percentages in any which play a little bit better.
Well, let's start by going through this game and just listening to what we were able to just witness with this Ducks and Islanders game, starting in that first period. Some early chances by Ross Johnston against his former team in the Islanders. But there was a goal by Mike Riley that he was in the crease. Ultimately, the Ducks challenging it for goalie interference, and it was determined no goal.
A shot right on, they score the first shot in tight. Gibson left out his pad to the left. He's motioning the official about it. Then the puck was pushed in front of the net. The Islanders had defenseman Mike Riley, and I believe he's the guy that's going to get the goal, but the officiating crew, all four of them over there discussing it, maybe thinking about taking an additional look at that play. Boy, you know, he did get the stick on it. Here's the announcement.
Anaheim has challenged the play for goaltender interference prior to the goal.
All righty.
Well, I would have banked more on a challenge for that kicking motion. Now, it's an interesting one. Riley almost pushes to the outside as if he's taking a stride. And I think you got to deem that no different than if you're pushing that thing in with the inside of your skate, because there is that extension on the leg. There's a stop motion. Looks like they're rounding out their decision here, and we'll get a call here down in a sec.
Let's go downstairs for all of it.
After coach's challenge video review, it was determined that there was goaltender interference, therefore we have no goal.
So, Emerson, that was a very big moment in the beginning of the game. The Ducks getting that call, and that's a hard one to get, goalie interference. We don't necessarily see that one go in the way of the team that's making it.
Yeah, and it just goes to show the knowledge of head coach Greg Cronin and his coaching staff, just the experience there. And once again, I'd like to, just moving forward, and maybe pull Greg, aside, and just, you know, was that a call in which you were saying, hey, I want to challenge that for a couple different things, and then the refs ended up making that call that, look, we're not looking at the kicking motion, we're looking at more of the goaltender interference. So that's something that I look forward to asking him, how he went about classifying that more as the goaltender interference than the kicking motion. I thought it was they were challenging it for that kicking motion, that stop push out motion. So anyway, just an interesting overall sequence there and a good break for the Anaheim Ducks.
No goal scored in that first period. Moving into the second, it was Kyle Palmieri who would get the goal starting in that second period, just 40 seconds in.
Back to Lacombe behind the net, had a puck stripped away from him. Brock Nelson with it behind the net, centers it, they score! Boy, when Brock Nelson has the puck on his stick, a lot of things happen. He set up Kyle Palmieri, who didn't waste much time letting a shot go in tight on Gibson. It beats him cleanly, and the Islanders grab a 1-0 lead.
Now that was a tough break by Jackson Lacombe, who turned the puck over on that play. And then the Islanders would get another one from Casey Cizikas also in that second period, giving them a 2-0 lead. But things started to turn around as the Ducks had a power play opportunity. And we saw Troy Terry get the goal on a bounce off a skate from Bertuzzo's.
See if they can sneak one by him and get that zero off the scoreboard. Kalorn, Jones, Terry, Mintikoff, Carlson out on this power play. JMG power play behind the goal line. Puck is thrown for Troy Terry. Boy, it'd be a nice time for Troy Terry to get on the board with a goal here.
Speaking of Troy Terry, it's interesting that he veered so to the inside of the center ice here in the offensive zone. It was just interesting. Oh, and there's a goal.
How about that? Talking about the guy that just puts Anaheim on the board. Thank you, Troy Terry. Nice shot. Big goal. It's a 2-1 Islander lead now.
Emerson, I mean, you and Steve really spoke that one into existence on the power play.
Yeah, and you know what? Steve has just been saying Troy Terry's name over and over and over, and a guy that he wants to see just pop off. Well, look, I thought he had a game in which he took his play into the right direction last game against Winnipeg. They're getting assist on Alex Killorn's power play goal. And, yeah, I mean, like you said, speaking this one into existence, I felt it as he kicked that puck low. The fact that he didn't just stay as a support there on the perimeter, he somewhat took himself out of the play. It's one thing if he was kicking that down low and was able to maybe get a one touch right back for a quick shot, but went into the traffic. Hey, he knew something that I didn't. He gets the puck back and is able to toss it on net. Nice redirection there for a big goal for the Anaheim Ducks.
Now, Adam Henrique would be the one to get the next goal that would tie up this game for the Ducks, and it was really Urho Vaakanainen's shot that broke his stick, with Adam Henrique being right in the crease in front of the net, something that Emerson just mentioned, so let's take a listen to that one.
Brett Leason winds up with it, feeds the speedy Vetrano going down beneath the goal line. Leason, his line mate, takes over, centers it, they score! And perhaps the fact that the Duck player fanned on a shot helped Adam Henrique get possession in front of the net and just redirected a slow-moving puck by the goaltender to tie up the game at 2-2.
And that would be what the score would be at the end of the second period. Emerson, I mean, just a great ending to that second period for the Ducks to be able to get two goals in that.
Yeah, and when speaking to head coach Greg Cronin, he wants to see more goals scored in that area, whether it's point shots with two Ducks planted in the goal, in the goalie's eyes of the opposition. He wants players there. And sure enough, Adam Henrique, who has one of the better backup games historically, he continues to do great things, and he scored a lot of his goals there right around the blue paint. He does it again here by just getting to the net and having a stick down, tipping that one home. And it's a goal, like I mentioned, that the coaching staff wants to see more of.
Henrique, 10 goals in his career against the New York Islanders as he's played with the Anaheim Ducks. So moving into that third period, the Ducks getting the lead. Sam Carrick having the go-ahead goal. It was a great play that he took from the neutral zone.
Puck sent down the ice. Here's Carrick with McGinn. Carrick in. Shoot! Scores! Sam Carrick sniped one by the goaltender Varlamov. Coming into the left of the netminder. Big smile on Ross Johnston's face as he greets him. The Ducks have their first lead in the third period, 3-2.
So it was Ross Johnston that actually passed that puck up to Sam Carrick, but Sam Carrick getting the goal unassisted. I love that Johnston still was a part of that play, though.
Yeah, no, you just can't help but feel so happy for Ross Johnston. Ross the boss, we've established it here tonight. I thought he played well. And once again, I wasn't sure if they were down a goal, if he was going to drop the mitts at any point there, but he was certainly ruffling the feathers of the Newark Islanders in the net front. Little bit of a melee there in front. Nothing comes of it, but he was certainly showing his thoroughness, his engagement there in that area, getting under the skin under the opposition. And I tell you what, Sam Carrick, he's played so solid. He's up there with Brett Leeson and just such solid play throughout the preseason and taking it right into the regular season. Both of them have played tremendous, and I want Sam Carrick to get a look that Brett Leeson has here coming up. I just think he's as far as strength on the puck in the offensive zone corners, the cutbacks, his ability to read and make plays, I definitely want to see, and I think he's earned that right to get that next shot in the top six.
Now, Matt Barzal would be the one to tie this game up on the power play for the Islanders. And then it was Simon Holmstrom, as we noted earlier already, the shorthanded goal that would do it for New York in this game.
All right, here's a faceoff to the right of the New York goaltender, Varlamov. 1:38 to go. Another penalty coming up here against Anaheim. Here's a shot, and the Islanders score! Simon Holmstrom stick-handled. I think the focus for the Ducks was on what the penalty was all about. And then they let Holmstrom come into the right of Gibson, shoot it by him, and the Islanders, playing shorthanded, go ahead 4-3.
Well, Emerson, that was sort of an odd ending to the game. Not exactly sure what the communication was on the ice there, but Holmstrom just basically walking his way down into the zone.
It's a similar play to when Pettersson went from behind the net, took it weak side, and wrapped it around in Vancouver there. Ducks fans can remember that one, an absolute dagger, but the similarity was all five skaters for the Ducks were puck watching, waiting for the call in that one as well, and sure enough, a goal against, same thing. Simon Holmstrom doesn't worry about the delayed penalty. He's not worried about, you know, what call's coming up. He's worrying about putting it home, and he rifles it short side cheese, and it couldn't have been more perfect of a shot. John Gibson could have done about it. I mean, he was in the right position, bottom line. Holmstrom doesn't break through and get that extra step on the Anaheim Ducks D, if he weren't just so focused and not puck watching, waiting for the call like the Anaheim Ducks players were in that moment.
Well, Emerson, 4-3, the final in on the island tonight. The Ducks now taking on the New York Rangers in their next matchup. But any last thoughts before I let you go and we get set for the rest of the pregame show or the postgame show?
I can anticipate this Ducks team right around Christmas time, maybe the new year, January 1, learning from everything. And whether it starts next game, hopefully it does, against the New York Rangers there Friday, I anticipate it starting now as far as learning. You know, the PK has learned from a lot of maybe their earlier mishaps, and they've looked a lot better. Same with the power play. I just think the backup game, the little details are all going to be, they're going to be working out all these kinks when it comes to that. And, you know, the turn of the new year, right around that area, I'm looking for this Young Duck team to absolutely explode.
All right, Emerson. Well, we will see you on Friday for the pregame show. Head back to the hotel because I know it's not too far with the way you guys are situated in New York, and enjoy the day tomorrow. Hopefully the guys can get a good practice in.
Well, I appreciate it. No Frank Sinatra after a Ducks win for me on the bus here tonight, but I look forward to one after the New York Ranger game.
All right, and come back after the break for more of the post-game show.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bpbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to SADE-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton and Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at Easton Law Firm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com to score big. Official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
Welcome back to the post game show on Duckstream. Alexis Downey here with you to talk about this 4-3 loss for the Anaheim Ducks to the New York Islanders tonight. And if you would like to send us a message to share your thoughts about what you saw in this game, feel free. The number is 714-940-2950. So getting to some of the messages from our listeners, the first one, was our youth and inexperience a factor in our lack of focus, which resulted in the Islanders' last goal? Otherwise, we were in the game. This was awesome to watch, and so happy Troy Terry had a goal too, from your Midwest Ducks fans. Well, it certainly seemed like it in that last minute when that goal was scored, a minute 45 or so that was left on the clock, I believe is actually a little bit less than that. Either way, Holmstrom getting that goal. And honestly, yeah, I was confused in watching that play. It did seem like, as Steve said on the call, the Ducks were focused on the penalty that they were taking or what was happening on the ice, not really putting much effort into Holmstrom, who was streaking down the side of the ice and then just getting it right in between the pipe and Gibson. Honestly, probably a goal that Gibson might typically stop, but the puck just finding a way in, just that small spot, as they said, the guy said on the broadcast. You know, this is a young team, and the fact that they've learned to win, and now they've learned to lose, which obviously you're going to have that either way, and there are growing pains as a part of this process, but it has been particularly painful as of late with some of the way the ways that the team has lost, this being one of them tonight. You know, I think back to that Chicago game. It was like they were putting so many pucks on net, just couldn't get it past Peter Mrazek. That last game against the Winnipeg Jets, I mean, the team was up 2 goals, gave up 4 unanswered. So I think all of it has certainly been a little bit of a learning experience, especially for some of these younger guys too. On the end of Troy Terry getting a goal tonight, coming into this game, we all know he was someone that was probably feeling the pressure. He had not had a goal for 17 games until tonight, since November 1st. Troy Terry getting that power play goal. And it's funny because all three of the goals in this game, which I'm going to go over a little bit more, seem to come on sort of weird bounces. And Troy Terry's wasn't even a shot, just lucky chance off a skate and into the back of the net. And you see that so often in hockey, just how pucks can find their way in the back of the net sometimes. And that was obviously a good one to see for Troy Terry and a little bit of his confidence, because he did seem like he was really putting in that extra effort tonight, as we saw him all over the ice, 3 shots on goal in this one. And, you know, getting that goal, as I just mentioned. So, another text that we just received. You know what? I like what I saw. Losing feels bad, but all things considered, they're getting better. Back me up here, Emerson and AD. Thank you, Marty, for sending that. You know, this game started bad. The first period was not good hockey from the Ducks. 2 shots on goal in that. And they were struggling to find ways around the Islanders' defensive guys. And that was something that even Frank Vetrano spoke to Emerson and Steve after that first period when he gave the interview. He just said that the Islanders play really well defensively, and they needed to make sure that they were able to get the first goal, which the Ducks obviously did not, but they were able to get that go-ahead goal by Sam Carrick. Unfortunately, not being able to keep that lead, but just talking about what a good defensive team the Islanders are, we saw that especially in the first period, as they only allowed the Ducks 2 shots on net, whereas they had 13 for themselves. But the team improved as the game went on. That second period, they seemed to gain some momentum, and then also just having those goals, a big part of that as well from Troy Terry and Adam Henrique. Then moving into that third period, getting that early goal from Sam Carrick, that helps the confidence, the momentum of the team before things kind of derailed a little bit. But all things considered, I really liked especially about the 7-minute mark in the third period on for that next few minutes. There were some good stretches of play. In particular, the top line had a really nice shift in the O zone where they were getting some chances between Killorn, Carlson, and Terry. So good on them. The team is still growing. And this loss, I'm sure, did not feel good in the locker room tonight, because I know it did not feel good for all of you fans that are listening and myself. Not a good loss as well. So another text that we just received, the Islanders had the puck far too much and got the greater of the scoring chances. The Ducks are finding ways to lose in inexcusable ways. I really think Pat Verbeek needs to start thinking about bringing up some players from San Diego Gulls to bring some fresh blood to the team, at least until Zegras and McTavish are back healthy. Would love to see Nikita Nesterenko or Nathan Gauthier get a look. Hopefully the Ducks can turn this rough patch around really soon. There's a lot to unpack in that message, and I love it because you're mentioning some guys that are down in San Diego that they're getting some reps down there. They're getting some professional hockey reps in, and Nikita Nesterenko, he was someone we saw a little bit at the end of last season. He had some good looks. Nathan Gauthier in his first professional season in hockey. So necessarily would I think that Pat Verbeek might bring them up right now? No. And for my reasoning being, I think Zegras, Drysdale, and McTavish are very close to coming back. Why I'm saying that, because they're on this trip, they're skating, they've been with the team. It seems like they're progressing, but definitely want to make sure they're 100% before they come back. And just having those guys back in the lineup is going to change things. I really believe that. I mean, we already feel the absence of Mason McTavish, at least on the offensive end. Brett Leeson has been a great fit on that line. In the meantime, it's obviously great to see him, too, just getting that experience playing on one of the top lines in the top six. Ryan Strome in the center there. So a little bit different for him. But I do miss that chemistry that McTavish, Vetrano, and Strome have, the three of them. Nothing against Brett Leeson, of course, because I think he stepped up when the team has needed him to on that line. But, I mean, McTavish is a goal scorer. He's a bulldog. We are certainly missing that a little bit right now. On the end, too, of Zegras and then also Drysdale, it just seems like they are kind of getting close, which is a great thing. And I hope that we're going to see them soon, as they are on this road trip. So just something to keep our eyes on. But, yeah, I mean, as far as the San Diego Gulls, they're also finding their footing right now. They've been winning some games, which is good. They've had some solid goaltending as well. So we'll see, you know, if Pat Verbeek decides that he does want to bring someone up. But I don't know if I think that necessarily is going to happen right now with the possible return of some of these other guys. All right, more on the other side of the break of the post-game show.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. To top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
Radio. This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
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 At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it.
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Cold beer and country music by Zach Top. Now playing on the Big 615, powered by Tractor Supply.
All I need to keep me from losing it is good cold beer and country music.
Search the Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Didn't come off too much like a...
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Hey, it's Garth Brooks here reminding you to catch the Garth Channel, where you'll hear the greatest stories, the greatest songs, and the greatest artists. Broadcasting live from the Friends in Low Places Bar and Honky Tonk in Nashville, Tennessee. Tell your friends to search the Garth Channel on TuneIn to listen.
Back with the postgame show here on Duckstream, wrapping up this 4-3 loss to the New York Islanders. The Ducks' first game of four out east, as they are in New York to take on the Islanders, to take on the Rangers, the Devils, and then they finish off this road trip with a back-to-back, finishing in Detroit before they come back home for 8 home games all around the holidays. So if you're looking to get to a Ducks game, mark your calendar, because there are 8 of them that you can attend throughout the next couple weeks once the team gets back, of course. But in the meantime, looking at this game tonight, the Ducks now falling to 10-18 on the season. They have four losses in a row. And guys, I know it's getting hard because it's getting hard for me too, just to see the way the team has been able to lose some of these games, this being one of them tonight. The fact that the last goal was given up so late in the game and just the way it was given up, hard to swallow, especially with the way that the team was playing so much better in the third period and in that last part of the second period. But one thing I didn't mention, and I do want to get to, because I know that some of our fans on Twitter have been talking about it in our mentions, and I will get to that Duckstream Twitter poll that we had at the end of the game. Special teams, the power play going 1-for-2 tonight. Great to see, as I mentioned, Troy Terry getting his first goal in 17 games. Good on that end. They only had four shots on goal, but only two power plays, so not bad ratio there. The penalty kill, this was a little tough because they did give up a goal, Matt Barzal having a goal on the power play, and then Holmstrom's goal coming shorthanded too. It's a little bit of an issue there on special teams. I know I talked in the pregame about how special teams has been pretty strong for the Ducks and fairly consistent this season in growing. This game in particular on the end of the penalty kill and just giving up that shorthanded goal at the end of the game. Both of those things coming in the third period. Tough to see on the Ducks end for that. So maybe something to consider when the guys are working on those units in particular. But looking also at this game for the Anaheim Ducks, that first period, I mentioned two shots on goal. And just as each period progressed, more shots by the Ducks, 9 in that second, 12 in the third period. It's not enough necessarily. And I know I talked about too, what a strong defensive team the Islanders are. And we saw that especially early in the game. But you got to get more shots on net. You got to get to the net some more. And we did see that. They were moving the puck around some more better as the game progressed. But, you know, ending the night with 23 shots on net, whereas the Islanders had 34, and the Ducks really holding them a bit more in that third period as the Islanders only had 8, so the Ducks out shooting them. They just need to be shooting more and getting to the net more. And maybe that comes when, you know, McTavish and Zegras are back in the lineup. And even you have to think about a guy like Isaac Lundestrom, who is probably getting closer. Maybe after the new year at some point we'll get to see him. But, you know, you just need more offense and you need to generate that some more. And we saw it a little bit as the game went on, but just not quite enough tonight, especially in that first period. The Ducks not getting out of their own zone. They weren't getting pucks deep and they weren't moving quick in the transition. We did see that improve as the game went on. I mentioned too, their goals, the three of them coming on sort of just good bounces. The team having bounces going their way. Troy Terry's power play goal, a bounce there. Adam Henrique in front of the net, you know, that bounce there. Sam Carrick, just a really good, solid goal. That play in the neutral zone, getting the puck, taking it in up the middle. And a great shot by Carrick. Love to see that. Even better that Ross Johnston had a part of that too, even though technically it was unassisted. But Ross Johnston started that play against his former team, so good on him to be able to play a part in this game tonight. I know that the Islanders also did a tribute video for him tonight as he spent his entire career up until this point with them. So pretty cool that he got recognized as well. Looking into the rest of this game, I just felt like, you know, the team, again, kind of running out of time. I mean, they turned it on late enough that they just started to run out of time. And then when they were up, they just not being able to hold on to that lead, giving up a penalty power play goal against a team that is 9th in the NHL for their power play. You know you can't do that, and it's dangerous to get in a situation like that, even though, you know, your penalty kill is pretty good this season. It's tough to be down in that kind of situation, and I feel like sometimes I'm trying to find the words to say about a game, and this one, it was a tough ending. I mean, I just hope that the team looks back at this and the way that the end of the game played out and they learn from it. You got to play to the whistle, as Emerson kept saying, you have to play until the whistle. And that's kind of what didn't happen in that goal that the Islanders got for their winner. So I mentioned our Duckstream Twitter poll that I put out at the end of this game. What are your takeaways from this one? And we got quite a few responses on Twitter. I just wanted to read a couple of them. Special teams needs to be the focus. Can't lose both special teams in the third like that. Growing pains for sure. We talk about those growing pains. This was part of it tonight. Stop causing penalties. Keep playing the game. Doesn't matter the penalty. And you just can't stop. So it's all the same message overall of just being able to finish out the game. And it's a hard one for the team to swallow tonight, especially knowing that the next game is against the New York Rangers on Friday, a 4 o'clock game for us on the West Coast, a 7 o'clock game on the East Coast. And that will be a 3:30 pregame show for you. We will have it here on DuckStream. Another thing that I want to make sure to mention, I mentioned it on the broadcast, but we have a really exciting piece coming out on DuckStream tomorrow, the A Mighty Journey documentary series. We're continuing it, and we have Chasing the NHL Dream with J.S. Jaguar. That is coming out tomorrow. It is a wonderful documentary, just talking all about Jiggy's life in hockey, growing up in a hockey family. We have great voices that were a part of it. It's narrated by Brian Hayward, who is a part, of course, of our Bally broadcast, but a lot of hard work into that over the last couple months. So make sure to look out for that tomorrow, as it will be on DuckStream. So thank you for tuning in for the post-game show here on DuckStream. I really hope on Friday that I will have a different narrative about this team and the Ducks will be able to put some of these good things and piece it together against a tough New York Rangers team. And make sure to come back after the break, as we will have the Ducks and Islanders replay for you. Once again, thank you for listening to the post game show. I am Alexis Downey here on DuckStream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central, right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Radio.
This might be a touchdown.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you are going to love. You'll hear the most epic party anthems that will keep you and your crew bouncing. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
Tailgate Radio.
Exclusively on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world, made the way it was intended, direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country a Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country a Go-Go or ask your device to play Country a Go-Go on TuneIn.
It's time for the music that's trending on TuneIn.
Hold On to It by Tim McGraw. Now playing on the Big 615.
I'm Tim McGraw.
Hold on to the ones who hold a place there in your heart. Hold on to the moments. Put them goosebumps on your arms. Hold that hand through the hard times. Hold that.
Big 615 on TuneIn to listen today.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
Get ready for The Offspring, live in concert. Celebrating the 30th anniversary of Smash and the Honda Center in one special Orange County show. The Offspring, playing Smash in its entirety plus all the hits. Honda Center in Anaheim, Saturday, June 1st. Limited tickets from $30. On sale Thursday at 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com.
Get the perfect holiday gifts for hockey fans on your list at NHLShop.com. The world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear with unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and more. All the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special holiday offer. NHLShop.com. A Fanatics experience.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 exciting promotional nights. Arrive early at select games to snag special limited edition giveaway items. You won't want to miss out on special legacy nights, each with its own bobblehead giveaway for the first 10,000 fans. Fan favorite theme nights like Lunar New Year and Chalk Day are back, and so are Women in Sports Night, Angels Night, and more. See all dates and giveaways at AnaheimDucks.com/promos.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.